Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. All the latest and greatest things happening in the GTE family. And of course, recording today on Wednesday, September 16th, means we are less than a month away from the Reimagine event. I can't wait. Got my flight all squared away. Know exactly where I'm staying. A program note, it's just me today, but next week, you definitely want to listen. We're going to be talking to the folks from Ideas Northwest that put on these all-employee training events. And I got to tell you, this will be the third. This will be the third production that I've been to, brought to you by Ideas Northwest. Before Joe Brancucci came to GT Financial, he worked for Boeing Employees Credit Union, and they did an event up there that was spectacular. And of course, the two that I've been to at GTE, so I guess it'll be my fourth one that I've seen. They put on a tremendous show. It is very, very well produced. And so we're going to talk about the preparation that goes into putting on a great live event, because at that event, we're going to be debuting something that's going to be available to GTE employees the latter part of this year and into next year. Again, the concept of putting on a great live performance, because that's what we do at GTE Financial each and every day, whether it's on the phone or in person, or you know, on the screen or on screen advocates, we are literally putting on a live performance every single day. And in doing so, ask our staff to do the hardest part of a live performance many times. That is to improvise and to solo, to put on a solo performance that sometimes has to be improvised, because you never really know what folks are going to come up and ask for. People don't wear a sign around their neck when they walk into the community financial center and says, I want to apply for a loan, or I've got some credit problems, or my account's overdrawn, or I just inherited $50,000. We have to ask questions. We have to listen. And the cycle of performance, you prepare, you perform, you review, and then you repeat it. And so next week, we're going to talk to the folks from Ideas Northwest about the preparation that goes into it. Now, the employee training itself, I do not remember exactly what year it was. I want to say it was 2005 or 2006. I went to a similar all-employee training day on Martin Luther King Day for a credit union up in Nebraska. And the difference in vibe, V-I-B-E, between the events that I've been to at GTE Financial and this one could not be more diametrically opposed. All of the C-suite leader types sat at a table in the back of the room looking over the employees the way, honestly, a teacher might look over school children. And throughout the morning, sometimes they would get up and walk as though they were inspecting to make sure everybody was paying attention. And it just, there was, you know, very little energy. There was no interaction. These things aren't always as great as the ones I've witnessed at GTE Financial. But when you get everybody together, I think that's the best place to really make that point about we put on a live performance every day, and everybody is responsible and shares and invests in the outcome, what the audience sees and hears. And most importantly, the objective of great live performance is to leave the audience wanting more. Tony could certainly talk about this with all the work he does with the dramatic presentations that he puts on. Even though when you're watching a play or a dramatic performance, you may not see the people that designed the costumes or the sets, but all of that stuff was vitally important. We're going to debut something very, very cool at the event on Columbus Day next month. GTE is going to see it first, and we're super excited about that. But like I said, don't forget to tune in next week when we talk to the folks about Ideas Northwest. One last word about training and why I'm such a big believer in it, because I do come from a training background. I used to be a corporate trainer and a sales trainer and what we used to call sales and service training. And this is so true in what we do at GTE, because the benefits of employee training, the training that we do in between the all-employee events, and of course that wonderful moment when we're all together celebrating our successes, reimagining what the credit union is going to be. The benefit is that employees are better prepared to help the organization achieve its goals, and that has been proven at GT Financial. Staff are more productive and more motivated, and the simple fact is a well-trained staff, they require less supervision. I'll never forget the people walking around that auditorium in Nebraska, their hands behind their back, like, you know, back when I was a kid in Catholic school, the nuns walking around waiting for someone to get out of line. It was just very, very uncomfortable. Great training provides us with a pool of employees that are ready to replace those that might leave. You know, maybe go off to a different challenge or get promoted to member, as we call it at GTE Financial. And, of course, a staff that engages in continuous learning are better able to meet the challenges of a changing world, the world of banking. Just in the 5 years since I went to that first event where I met Joe at the Boeing Employees Credit Union event back in 2010, when you think about just how much has changed, I think mobile banking in 2010 was still just a rumor. We had internet banking and online lending. All that stuff was pretty wiretight. But the thought of taking a picture of your check with your phone, and by the way, ever since I got that great advice, doggone it, I can't remember exactly which manager gave me the advice to take a picture of one of my own checks and to see how easy it works, I have not been to my bank since. Because all I ever really needed was to go there to, you know, deposit a check, and now I don't have to do that anymore. And so great training allows staff that are able to manage and work on new programs and when new things come along, and of course your organization will be more successful at attracting and retaining employees. And so, I don't know off the top of my head right now if Eric is going to be there this time. Eric Wall, that amazing artist that does the paintings, he goes to an event almost every single day. I mean, he's out there doing stuff all the time for some of the biggest companies in the world. And I'll never forget him coming to me last time and saying, man, there's just something different about this place. There's just a different energy here. And he's not one to make stuff up. Very genuine and authentic and honest gentleman. And so he came on the podcast right after that and talked about it. And that's what I'll be doing. I'll be out there. Come on up and see me. We'll do some interviews. We'll talk to people. I can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be less than a month away. We get to reimagine our credit union, what it's going to look like in the 2020s. And I think the future is tremendously prosperous, going to be tremendously prosperous for GT Financial. It's our leadership. It's the people that work for us. We legitimately care about our audience, the members of GTE Financial, and a well-deserved celebration of the GTE Financial brand that'll be taking place in less than a month over at one of my absolute favorite conference sites, the Grand Hyatt in Tampa, one of the nicest hotels that I've had the privilege of being at many, many times for different conferences and events, GTE Financial and otherwise. So folks, in less than a month, I look forward to seeing so many of you in person that I've talked to here on the podcast. And as I always say, even though we're doing great, even though we're rocking and rolling, even though GTE Financial may just be the best credit union in America, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Ba-ba-da!